I'm going to start this episode by saying something that's going to make you uncomfortable. It's probably going to do a little bit more than that. It's probably going to piss you off, and I'm okay with that. If it does, good. You're exactly where you need to be. And if it doesn't, well, maybe you'll get some laughs and some entertainment out of this short last episode of 2025. But either way, I've got a prediction to make. Most of us say that 2026 is going to be the best year ever. My prediction, it's not going to be. Definitely not for half of you. Not because you're incapable of making this the best year ever, not because you don't want it, but mostly because you are not willing to do the work required to make true change, true radical change, the type of change that where you look at your life and you're like, holy shit, I did it. I predict you won't be doing it in 2026. And you can hate me for it. You can be triggered by this podcast. And you can even stop listening to me altogether. Unfollow me if it makes you feel so butthurt that you're just out. But if you're curious, if I've piqued your interest just a little bit, you may be able to prove me wrong. So here's my thoughts. Everyone loves to make these declarations. My best year yet, my best year ever. This is the year I finally step up and everything's going to be awesome. I even had one of my favorite coffee mugs said, best year yet. I drank that thing. Oh, I used it to drink my coffee once a year for like 4 years. And all four of those years until I finally like by accident tipped it over and it broke were never my best years yet. So why? Why do people claim that this will be their best year yet? Like I'm reading it all over LinkedIn, Instagram, memes, whatever, coffee mugs. Everybody thinks this is going to be their best year yet. The problem is very few people love what comes after that sentence because you can have your best year yet prediction. But when I come in and say, yeah, how you doing that? They just look at me with a blank stare on their face and doubt themselves from that point forward because they have no plan to back it up. So today I want to talk about what it takes to truly transform your life in a radical way. And what I've realized is that it takes radical responsibility. That's the part that most people avoid and talk themselves out of. I learned that more recently during my whole month of December with 7 different women working on their business plan for 2026 through my VIP days. And it was eye-opening to say the least. Here's the thing though, like these best year ever declarations, they feel amazing in the moment because they feel like there's this part of you that like steps up and you sit up straighter and you're like, yeah, this is going to be my movement. This is going to be like the moment I take control. But it really doesn't end up happening that way because that moment is fleeting. It gives you like this boost of adrenaline or this hit of hope. Maybe even some like ideas get downloaded. It feels productive. I think that's the problem. When you make a declaration like this is going to be my best year yet, or I'm going to crush it this year, and it's like December 31st or January 1st, I think it's just setting you up for failure because it feels really good in the moment and it feels like you're going to build momentum and it gives you all this hope. However, I've learned that hope without a plan, without a strategy, without a map to actually get you to that final what it looks like, whatever that year goal is for yourself, it's really just fantasy. And it's unfortunate, but I've seen it so many times with people setting their New Year's resolutions. I'm going to drop 50 pounds. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Shit, I've even done it with 75 hard. You know it took me 15 times to actually finish that thing. To me, I experienced this false sense of hope and security and awesomeness by setting these declarations and never put like my money where my mouth was, if you will. I never took radical responsibility, but I always claimed radical transformation. And most of the time, it doesn't really happen. So I've learned the hard way. My clients have learned the hard way. And I'm going to make sure you don't either. So stick with me. If you're still here, there's a reason. There's some goodness at the end of this episode too. You may want to take advantage of. So when the excitement fades after a week or two, when the people start leaving the gym and you stop posting consistently on LinkedIn, when the excitement fades, and it always does, what happens is people go right back to their old habits, their old standards, and their old excuses, and then often act surprised in like February and March when nothing's really changed yet, and they start to get really disappointed at themselves. And I always feel horrible because I get those people and I'm like, where were you in October, November, December when we could have truly implemented a strategy for you to actually achieve what you want to achieve? We front load the year. Anyway, I'll get to that more later. But this isn't about wanting more. It's never about like wanting more or, you know, making more money. Although that's half of the people I work with's goal. That's my goal too, honestly. But it's about becoming more. It's about the difference between like collecting these small wins and radical transformation. So let me just describe like the difference, because I work in both spaces. I love a small win. I love when someone says, I lost 4 pounds this week. Holy shit, that's ridiculous. Good for you. I love when people say, I've got a new client and she's going to be amazing. Or I booked a stage. I'm not getting paid for it, but I booked it. And I'm like, hey, it's a start, you know, good for you. Like, I love that for you. I truly do. And I'm cool with those. I'm cool with stacking those because that's how we build confidence, right? That's small momentum, especially if you haven't had any before. But the people I'm looking to work with in 2026 and beyond are the people who want identity level change, like not just the onesie twosies. I want people who are like, I got on TEDx and all of a sudden I got 5,000 more followers and I'm getting paid $10,000 per talk and I just went bestseller in my book. Or, you know, my podcast just hit 10,000 downloads or my YouTube, whatever. Like, I want people who are ready to take radical action and radical responsibility for the type of success that they're looking for. My thought is people with giant goals have to take giant risks. And we can't play small anymore because playing small gets us small wins and keeps us small in a small bubble, in a small life, and I ain't doing small no more. So my thought is, it's not, you can't just have like radical transformation in your life if like by accident, right? Like you can't just like stumble upon it. And I feel like I fell into that a little bit, unfortunately, this year where, you know, you pray and you wish and you hope and you journal out some cool stuff. But in the end, what comes in was just happenstance. It's just kind of like, oh yeah, I lucked out with that. Or, you know, I put out a cool post and somebody happened to see it. And I love those. I love those for me. I love those for you. However, the accidental awesomeness is great. Those are bonuses. If you want true radical transformation, it can't be by accident. It has to be on purpose. You have to make the decision and align your every behavior with that decision. So what does it actually require, right, to have radical transformation? Well, I learned during 75 Hard to fall in love with the process, because saying I did 75 Hard was fantastic and I knew it would be. That's why I started calling it 75 Done. However, it was like the outcome was sexy, but the work was not. The work was messy. The work was bullshit half the time. It wasn't cool. It wasn't trending. Like my friends didn't love it when I skipped hanging out with them when we traveled at the bar and stuff. Like they were like, they laughed at me when they're all out having cocktails and I'm in the gym and like, and I'm packing my snacks, bringing it to my daughter's basketball games. Like, yeah, I looked ridiculous, but I had to not give a shit, right? So radical responsibility may make you look a little crazy, and that's okay. Radical responsibility says more than just, I look good in this process. It's easy. It's not easy. It's not going to be comfortable. You're going to have to start really owning every small detail about the process in order to get you to your goal. So like your time, your habits, your standards, your follow through, owning your energy and owning your excuses. It drives me absolutely crazy when people don't, when they say I'm going to achieve, you know, the highest income I've ever achieved this year, and they have a plan with like, oh, sure, I'm going to speak, or I'm going to coach, and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and they've got these little baby plans. But have you mapped it out in a calendar? Have you identified the habits you need to change within you? Have you raised your standards a little bit? Have you told the people around you, right? Have you elevated your energy and the environment around you? Like, this is radical responsibility. It sounds like a radical to-do list, but honestly, it all counts. Because honestly, when you start to take radical responsibility for those things I just mentioned, what happens is you stop blaming those things for your lack of success. And when you've got nothing to blame, all you have left is yourself and the action you've taken. So no more blaming the algorithm, the economy, your boss, your past, your schedule, trust me, I got quite the crazy schedule. And blaming other people or whatever's happening in your world, when you stop blaming these outside things, you start to realize like those things weren't the thing that was stopping me. It was you the whole time. Like, you are the bottleneck because you have more control over those things that I mentioned, your time, your habits, standards, all those. You have way more control than you think. All you have to do is decide in this moment that those things are not helping you and make the change in your plan. Plan what the process is going to look like. And that's where people start to tap out. So when I have been doing these VIP days, I will map out a flawless year for my clients. I break it up into quarters, give them a 90-day strategy to get started. And I'm like, when I'm done with this, because it takes me about a week to map it out for them, I realize how incredible this is and how realistic that these plans actually are, because I'm an outsider, right? So when I'm doing a VIP day with my clients, they tell me all the goals. We talk for a little while first. I go map it out. And I don't have their excuses when I'm making those plans. That's why these VIP days are so valuable and booked out every single year. So much so that I'm even considering planning the VIP days into the first quarter of 2026, not just January. So anyway, I digress. I'll tell you more about those later. But the thing is, when I don't have those excuses or your bottleneck thoughts, whatever, in my mind making that plan for you, it comes out so clean. And when I deliver it to my clients, they look at me with this blank stare, like, why is it sound so easy for me to achieve that goal? Like, I mapped out a $750,000 year for an HR consultant that I work with. That's way more than I make. And it was so easy, because then after I did it for her, I was like, yo, I could do that for me. However, after I went through it, part of her was like, yeah, I'm gonna tap out right here because this sounds crazy. But she was mostly shocked because it sounded realistic and it didn't sound hard. But what she didn't realize is that now at that point, we had to map out all of the process, all the things within her, the excuses, the BS voices in her head, and the people around her that were going to stop this from happening. And that is half the strategy. But anyway, I digress. You know your people, you know what's happening in your head better than anyone else. And every time I delivered a plan to someone, part of them were like, their eyes glazed over, and part of them were like, wow, actually, if I can get my shit together this year, that seems really realistic. Like, the math added up and they were like dumbfounded how it seemed so easy. And I'm like, well, it's easy for me to create this for you based on your goals without all the realities that are going to hold you back. So now it's plug and play. And now you're so excited about the possibility of having, truly having the best year yet with a plan in your freaking hands, it almost seems so easy. It's like, well, why haven't I done this before? Like, I actually can't even tell you how many times I've heard that. But anyway, here's the thing though. After I deliver that plan, some of them will not execute because they're just not ready for it. And maybe you're not either. And maybe that's why you got a little triggered in the beginning of this episode. I'm not judging you. And I'm going to say this 100% with love. I don't think half of you are ready for the radical responsibility it takes to make massive identity shifting change. Like, not because you're lazy or you can't, but because comfort is so seductive. And I know this firsthand. Like, I truly do. I've got the spot on the couch that calls my name. Like, I never heard a couch speak before, but let me tell you, this one does. It's so comfortable. It's got this little armrest. It's got a little table next to it. I'm about to throw the table in the garbage because it makes it so easy to sit and put my snacks and put my coffee in the morning when I should be somewhere else doing my morning routine. So trust me, I get it. You're not alone. But I also know if we don't make radical changes to our daily habits, we will never have the best year ever, ever, ever. Because I realized that comfort is often disguised as self-care or saying, oh, I'm just going to be realistic about this year, or waiting for clarity on something that you could give to yourself in the moment. Protecting our energy. And listen, like, protecting your energy, getting rest, healing, all of that stuff is super important. Like, reflection, all of it. There's a time and a place for all of this. But avoidance comes dressed up in like really cute clothes, let me tell you. Like, it comes dressed up as like friends bringing the food you shouldn't be eating when you're going to like a gathering. It comes up as not food prepping. It comes up as not planning out when you're going to work out. It shows up in ways that are disguised as something that's good for you. And if you're not prepared for all of these things, then you don't have the ability to overcome them. And you will just stay exactly where you are. And we'll be having the same conversation next year when 2027's coming and you're all confused as to why nothing changed. Radical responsibility requires you to look at where you've been letting yourself off the hook and decide that you're done. Absolutely done. It's time to get uncomfortable. And that's why most people will not have their best year yet, because they're stuck being comfortable. When I did 75 hard, I remember saying to myself, and actually my daughter just asked me this in the car yesterday. She's like, what made you actually do it this time? And I said, it wasn't because I wanted to do 75 hard, like, and just like check the box and say I did it. It was actually the part where I wanted to be uncomfortable. I actually wanted to be inconvenienced, was the word I used. Because if I said to myself, oh, I'm gonna be so buff at the end of this, I'm gonna look fantastic, I'm gonna wear the cutest clothes, which I did, then it would have been harder to get through those tough moments when I'd get home at 11 o'clock from a concert and I didn't work out my second workout yet. Like, getting on the bike at like 11:15 was like ridiculous to me. Like, that is total game changer identity. That's total game changing vibe. I became a different person because I embraced the fact that I was going to be inconvenienced and I wanted it. That was so weird. Like, people say I want to make $1 million, but they never say I want to skip my kids' basketball games. They say I want to make $1 million, but they don't say I want to sell my car and get a beater so I can pay off debt and not have a high car payment. So that's the shit I'm talking about with radical change. It takes radical responsibility, and it takes a radical look in the mirror as to who you are in this moment. And are you the person today that's going to embrace being uncomfortable and get really into it? That's why most people will not have the best 2026 ever. So if I was like at the beach right now, which I'd love to, I would draw a line in the sand right here and just call you out. But I'm not. So I'm gonna draw a line in the snow because I'm in New York. So if you are not willing to change your behavior, your standards and your follow through and all the things we discussed, like truly embracing the process of radical transformation, do not expect radically different results. I'm not saying this to shame you. I'm saying this to wake you up. I would, you know me, I'm all about inspiration and I'm all about like coming to you and like pepping you up. And so this is totally opposite kind of podcast for me. But I think once a year, we need one of these wake up calls, maybe even like twice a year. Maybe I'll do this quarterly. But this type of call out wakes people up. I remember listening to Andy Fusillo's, his 75 Hard. He's got an episode about it. And he was like all sorts of in your face, like talk about masculine energy. But something about it like hit me. And I was like, shit, like I'm all about the woo. And I'm all about, you know, reading the stars and like, whatever, to figure out what my life could be like in January or the next year ahead. But when somebody calls you out, it triggers something in you and it makes you want to prove them wrong. So I'm gonna give you an opportunity to prove me wrong, because I am literally on a mission to help hundreds of women in 2026 radically change their lives through taking radical responsibility and ultimately owning their awesome by upping their abundance. So if you are one of these women, if you're still listening 20 minutes in, kudos to you. You may be one of the ones that are going to prove me wrong. I'd actually love to help you do that. Here's what this looks like. I've mentioned my VIP day multiple times here, and I typically end it December 31st. Last year, I had my last one December 31st. This year, it was about a couple days ago. And I've opened it up right as of now through January. So if you're interested in doing the work and want to meet me somewhere to prove me wrong that you will, in fact, have your best year yet, I'm willing to meet you there, not only by helping you get there by creating your strategy for you, but by giving you a half off investment. So there's zero, like even the money's not even an excuse anymore, because it honestly, it's a $4,500 investment normally to spend the day with me, and you get support after the fact too. And I can give you all those details. I won't waste the time here. If you want information, let me know, but I will cut the price in half for January. If you hear this podcast and mention this podcast, maybe share it with your friends. If you are ready to honestly level up, change your all everything you know about yourself, create a strategy alongside me with my lack of your bullshit in my head. We create a strategy that works for you and you go and execute it and prove me wrong. I'm there. I want in. I want a part of your success. I want to be a part of the magic. I've done it with 7 people already so far, and I want to do it with you as well. So I'm opening a completely limited amount of VIP days. I'm probably going to only take 4. I've got a couple already scheduled. I have space, but I'll probably only take 4 more, because it obviously it's really tiring. It takes a lot of energy for me to plan out somebody's whole friggin' year. But here's the thing. I want to help you get brutally clear about where you are today. Identify all those things that are holding you back. Build a completely doable plan that you can follow and help you install radical responsibility as your new operating system. So if you're still with me, if you're still listening and you're like, shit, I'm so glad I didn't miss the opportunity in December. If you feel like I want this to be my best year ever, I just don't know how to make that happen, or I know exactly how to make that happen, but I need some refining in the plan and to help me truly embrace the process, because that's where the radical responsibility comes in. Let's talk. Shoot me an email, DM me wherever you follow me. Tell me you're going to prove me wrong, right? Like, because I'm all in for that type of energy this year. I want people who are serious about changing their life, their business, and their level of success in 2026. If that's you, I'm here for it. And I cannot wait to help you own your awesome in the new year. So I never did my regular intro because I just was on a flow and I just kept going. So I'm so excited you joined me in 2025 for all of these episodes, the good, the bad, the ugly, the awesome. I have so much more to catch you up on, because there's been a little bit of gap, obviously, in these episodes. But I'm excited to tell you that starting in January, you'll be able to watch me do these podcasts, which is kind of crazy because sometimes I pace the house, Sometimes I sit on my couch, sometimes I'm at my desk, but either way, you get to be a part of the action while I'm recording. So I can't wait to show you my new YouTube channel. I will put the links in the show notes of previous podcasts that I had mentioned in here already. And if you are down for a radical transformation in 2026, and to prove me wrong and make the year coming up the one that is literally your best year yet, I'm here to help you with a VIP day and give you that half off investment and meet you exactly where you are. So, like I said, shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, and share this with a friend, because I know so many of you need this wake up call, and I'm just the one to give it to you. All right, until next time and until next year, keep owning your awesome.